time on this, and, you know, and I think we've expressed concerns about some of the things that may be a little bit on the fringe area under this heading, but I'm willing to listen to dialogue with the Attorney General and the Commissioner of Revenue, as well as what we heard from you people, and further discussions with you people over the next week or 10 days to come up with something that is close to being agreeable, I hope, on this mission statement and some of the activities and so forth. Whether that involves fragmenting the total dollars into subgroups or not, I'm not prepared to make a guess on that until we talk about whether that's needed or not and what it is.
Okay.
I did have some other questions that maybe we didn't cover that we might want to cover or consider that could affect the budgeting process, and I'll just give them to you.
Sure,
and I haven't even studied them that closely. Staff has come up with them, and I've looked at a couple of them came from suggestions I made and how it was formalized in there. I think nothing was lost in translation, I hope, between me and the staff. Maybe take a look at some of that, and so that we can talk about those things too next time we get together, or at staff level, or whatever.
Okay.
I do appreciate the willingness to give me an opportunity to understand this a little better. Getting to it a few hours a year against understanding
right.
What sometimes. So,
okay.
We'll. I pledge at least to spend enough time to work with you and try to get a better feel of what your opinions and feelings are on the activities covered under this present budgetary line item.
Okay.
Great.
Appreciate that.
And we look forward to working with Tom further on this. As I told you, Senator, that the major holdup in getting stuff back today was mine, because I instructed the folks that I just really didn't want anything further circulating on this until I had a chance to review it. My own schedule was such that I just didn't have a chance to deal with it yesterday. And it's important enough to us as a department that I really believe I need to be, more fully integrated into the discussion on our side of the table before I have my staff putting out more material to.
Yeah, and I have no idea, after the executive meeting we have here, what kind of input I'm going to get from other legislators based on what you may say. They may want to get back with you later individually or whatever to get this thing. But, no way do I want to jeopardize the funding level we need to get the job done. We've been at it a long time. We definitely want to see this thing to the end and not... not jeopardize any that's still in the mill progressing. So that's what I want to make sure that we don't do.
One thing procedurally, we do have the confidentiality agreements. We have a new one this year, so it reflects basically changes that had been recommended by the House Finance Co-Chair. And as a consequence, even though we have older agreements, I guess to conform to that request, be probably the first item of business with the executive session as legislators come in is simply to get the form to them so that we can move that as quickly along and get into the substance.
Okay. We'll do that first, and anyone that comes in, straggles in, we'll bring it to their attention, or I'll have a staff member to make sure that. I won't have a staff member. I guess I'll have to do it, or one.
We have the staff to do that after.
To say, hey, you.
Yeah,
we'll call her on.
We'll do that.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything more on at least on this, unless you people do here, and we'll get on with the executive session as soon as we get the committee members in here.
No, I think that sounds like a good plan to proceed on this.
Good. And we look forward to working with you guys on this. Whatever level you can rope me into.
We're going to be using some overheads for the presentation. We just set it up to project against that.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. way, but they knew we were supposed to start at 9:30, and it's now 9:45.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to move us into executive session?
Yes, well, I will open the meeting and then move it into executive session, so any staff members, just legislators only, can be Senator Phillips, you qualify.
Is it oil and gas?
Yeah.
Every legislator in the room should sign a pledge of confidentiality. And I think you've got everyone except maybe Senator Phillips that walked in or just walked out. So catch him when he comes in, and anyone else.